The Trump White House is setting records for staff turnover.
Yet another bombshell shakes the foundation of the Trump administration.
Gary Cohn announced his resignation.
Sean Spicer.
Steve Bannon.
Don McGahn.
Forced out after a short and stormy tenure at the White House.
Reince Priebus is out as White House Chief of Staff.
His Chief of Staff, John Kelly, is leaving the White House by the end of the year.
But as the year winds down, rather than look back on who is gone, NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith has this look at who survived.
On the second full day of the Trump presidency, all the top White House aides gathered in the East Room to be sworn in by Vice President Pence.
I state your full name.
They raised their right hands and pledged.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Most of them are gone. But not counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway. When I sat down in her office to interview her, she pointed out a large framed photograph on the wall, taken that day, January 22nd.
In the photo are seven or eight different faces of assistants to the president who have moved on or no longer here. Were either fired and forced out or resigned voluntarily. And I've had the picture up basically from day one, but as each one left, it became a running joke of those who remained.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn was the last one to go, and he wrote Conway a note telling her she could take the picture down. But she isn't sure she will.
It's a good reminder of where we started and where we are and the durability and toughness and longevity that some of us have.
Conway is one of the survivors. Others who started on day one and are still there include Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, presidential son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, senior policy advisor Stephen Miller, social media director Dan Scavino, and Johnny DeStefano, who started as personnel director but now wears several hats. He's the one you've probably never heard of. DeStefano is an experienced Washington hand who worked for former House Speaker John Boehner, among others. Michael Steele worked with him in Boehner's office.
He is a smart guy who's going to do his work and has no interest in being on cable news, has no interest in reading his name in the newspaper. He's a serious and hardworking public servant. That shouldn't be a distinguishing feature, but in this administration, it seems to be.
Miller, Sanders, and Conway are unbroken threads from the campaign. And Scavino, the social media director, goes back even further. He worked as a caddy at one of Trump's golf courses when he was a teenager.
He occupies such a unique role and such a trusted role.
Again, Conway.
He really is the man behind the mission, the mission of this president to communicate directly with America.
Scavino may be like family, but Kushner actually is family. He just helped push through criminal justice legislation and most recently was seen up on Capitol Hill trying to negotiate a solution to the government shutdown. So what do all of these people have in common?
Endurance.
Mark Lauder was Vice President Pence's press secretary early in the administration. He's now part of the 2020 Campaign Advisory Committee. And he's only sort of joking about the endurance thing.
He wants his staff people debating. He wants to hear the bad side arguments from one side and the good on the other. And he's going to pit them against each other. But when he makes the decision, your job is to go out and execute.
Which is to say, the survivors have a high tolerance for conflict, and in the end, will do or say what President Trump asks, something outgoing Defense Secretary James Mattis ultimately wasn't willing to do. I asked Sarah Sanders what she thinks she and her fellow survivors have in common.
The biggest thing is that the people that are here really believe in what we're doing and believe that we're making a difference and we're proud of the work that we do every day.
That's exactly what you'd expect the president's top spokesperson to say. Before our quick interview was over, I felt I had to ask her an awkward question. And I did so awkwardly.
Is anybody on this list going to leave before my story airs?
Not that I know of. Certainly don't think so, don't hope so.
It looks like she was right. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.